This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. What's up, my students? Ladies and gentlemen, hello, hello, and welcome back to the newest edition of Bringlese Daily. Thank you so much for joining me on this beautiful Monday morning. I hope you guys had an incredible weekend. I don't know about you, but I'm actually abroad at this moment. I'm currently in Madrid, Spain. And some people would say it's the cousin culture of Italy. In fact, I have noticed many similarities and, of course, differences as well. But in any case, I'm really enjoying my time here. And you might already notice, but I brought a more portable microphone just because the microphone I use at home in my office, it's pretty big, so I couldn't really bring it with me. I do have another professional microphone, which is what I'm using now. I hope there's no drop in the quality. So yeah, I just wanted to clarify that before starting. But by the way, I didn't even mention the date. Today's Monday, May 6th, 2024. And guys, as we always do, let's begin today's episode with a translation challenge. And today's sentence is, mi aspetto che tutti siano puntuali. How would you say that sentence in English? Mi aspetto che tutti siano puntuali. To be 100% honest, I'm not even sure if siano, the congiuntivo, is necessary there. It might just be mi aspetto che tutti siano puntuali, but you know what? We're here to learn English, not Italian. And that's what we're going to do. So that is the translation challenge. Good luck. And later today, I will explain how to say that in English. So guys, let's begin with today's one big thing. So I already mentioned a cultural similarity between the Spanish people and Italians. I think most people would agree with me. And there's one specific aspect about Italian culture that has always kind of rubbed me the wrong way, we could say. It doesn't sit well with me. I guess in simple words, we could say it annoys me. And it's the culture of time. The way Italian people look at time and the way American people look at time is quite different. Specifically, talking about timeliness, being on time. Let me give you guys a few examples. First, the context of friendship. Even if I'm with my friends and we make some sort of appointment, for example, we say, hey, let's meet at this restaurant at 6 p.m. for dinner. Well, when I see 5:30 p.m., I start telling myself, oh no, I only have 30 minutes. I better leave soon. So I leave, even though, let's just say it's a 10-minute drive. I see 5:30, I say, okay, it's a 10-minute drive, I should probably leave soon. At 5:40, I leave, and I arrive at 5:50. Now, many of my Italian followers might be saying, Brian, that's your problem. The appointment was at 6, and you decided to come at 5:50. That was completely unnecessary, and you just wasted 10 minutes of your life. And honestly, you're right. There's no need to show up early. But at the same time, if you're not early, you're late. Literally. Because it's simply not possible to arrive exactly at 6 o'clock with 0 seconds and 0 milliseconds. That's literally impossible. So you have two options. You have to be early or late. And as a person, in principle, I would much rather be early. I don't necessarily want to be on time. I want to even be a couple minutes early. And some of you guys might know this, but recently my mother came to visit me and she was talking about this. And when she was talking about it, I realized, wow, Mom, I really take after you because I care about timeliness too, and I don't want to make someone else wait. I almost feel like it's disrespectful if we make an appointment at 6 p.m. and my friends come at 6:10, 6:15. So for that reason, I like to show up early. If it's 10 minutes early, if it's 5 minutes early, if it's 1 minute early, the important thing is not being late, even if it's a friendly context. It's different if there's a party or something. If there's a party and technically the party starts at 8 p.m., it's not really proper to show up exactly at 8 p.m., and it's certainly not proper to be early in those cases. But that's a party. That's different from a small group of friends who are meeting up for some sort of meeting, you know, dinner or appointment. So there is a little bit of difference between the type of appointment, but there's a really big difference between cultures, because whether it's friends or not, which is to say, even in work context sometimes, I know in general, and yes, I am generalizing, but in general, Italians perceive and live time a little bit differently. In the example from earlier, if with my Italian friends, I say, guys, let's meet up at 6 p.m., I would show up at 5:50, 5:55, but I know I would be waiting for at least 10 more minutes because my friends definitely aren't going to come at 6 o'clock. I'd be lucky if they showed up at 6:05, but most realistically, they'll probably start showing up at 6:10, 6:15. So then I'm the clown sitting there waiting for 15 minutes. And I'm not necessarily saying that the Italian way is wrong and the American way is right, but this is one part of culture that I just have a hard time understanding because it doesn't make sense to me to say, hey, let's meet up at 6 o'clock, and then at 6 o'clock, you're not there. I guess I do find it slightly disrespectful because you're wasting someone's time. If I'm there at 5:55 and I have to wait until 6:10, I wasted 15 minutes. In America, my friends are similar to me. Of course, occasionally, yes, we're late. It can happen, but it's not consistent. In Italy, I found that being late was consistent. And yes, it's possible that you're on time every now and then, but generally, people are late, especially in friendly contexts. So I'm curious what you guys think about this. This is potentially a controversial topic. Everyone has a different opinion about it. Some people are going to say, no, Italians are on time. Brian, Northern Italians are on time. It's the Southern Italians who are late. There's probably some truth in that, but as always, we are generalizing. At the end of the day, it comes down to person. Each of us is different. And by the way, I also want to add, the culture of time goes beyond being on time or being late. I've talked about this in previous episodes, and I'll talk about it in future episodes as well, but sometimes Italians are slower with life. They enjoy things probably more than Americans. They can stay at dinner for a really long time. They enjoy each other's company. They're not feeling rushed. And that is a benefit. That is a positive thing that I find about the culture of time in Italy. So there are some pros, there are some cons. It's subjective, it depends on the person. And yeah, it's an interesting cultural topic. But let's take the chance to switch to today's question of the day. Because today's question of the day is there something about your culture that you don't follow? Something about your culture that isn't necessarily true for you. For example, if you think in your culture people tend to be late, but you're always on time, that's something that you don't necessarily follow. And there are many things about American culture that I don't follow. I don't see myself as part of that aspect in our culture. For example, weapons and guns. A lot of Americans have a passion for guns. I certainly do not. But another one is being patriotic and just loving the United States. I suppose when I was younger, I was a little bit more patriotic, and I thought, to be 100% honest, like, the US is the best country. But that was also because I had no experiences outside of the US. So, yes, I think being patriotic is not a bad thing. I think it's good to love your country, support your country. You want the best for your country. There's nothing wrong with that. I simply don't have this patriotic vibe in my mentality, in my lifestyle. It's also because, to be honest, I haven't lived in the United States truly since probably 2015. I have spent tons of time in America since 2015, but I haven't truly just lived there with the intention of staying there. So I'm already less American than some other American people. So I would say being patriotic is one part about me that I am not following in my culture. I'd be curious to know examples from your guys' points of view, so please leave a comment. And I like reading your guys' comments all the time. But now would be a good time to answer today's translation challenge. Before I do that, I just want to remind you guys that, yes, I am a teacher, and I have an English school online. If you're interested in becoming my student, you can check it out at bringglese.com. It's a complete school with live lessons, recorded lessons. We even have speaking classes. It's a really safe place to practice English. It's your English home. It's your English base. So you can check that out. But now, how would you translate "Mi aspetto che tutti siano puntuali"? In English, I would say, I expect everyone to be on time. Aspettarsi is to expect, and expect wants an infinitive verb. I expect everyone to be. The infinitive verb is to be, and we put an object before it. I expect everyone to be on time. To say puntuali, in English you can say punctual. I expect everyone to be punctual, that's correct. But it's more common to say on time. I expect everyone to be on time. And that is the answer to today's translation challenge. So guys, let's end today's episode right here. But the good news is tomorrow we are going on an adventure. I think you will enjoy the topic of tomorrow's episode. So please join me again in about 24 hours. I'm really looking forward to that. And guys, as always, thank you for listening, and peace.